5 Common Mistakes About New Habits. Yes, it is difficult. Behavioral change is hard. No doubt about it. For example, at least 8 times out of 10 you are likely to go back to your old habit or pattern than you stick onto a new one. Now let's check why is that happen? What is the biggest reason for the failure of a new habit and what all we can do to get positive life changes and to stick to a new habit? Don't even I have the correct and perfect answer to all this. But after 2 years of researching and worrying about the science and pattern of behavior change, let me share you the most practical insights that I have observed so far. Let's do it step by step. Problem 1. Trying to do everything at a moment. Solution: take one at a moment and do it well. The consensus among the behavioral change researchers has explained that you should concentrate and try to bring changes only on a very small number of habits at a time. Dr. Fogg from Stanford University suggested that the highest number of habits that you can try to change at a time is 3. I think so, as BJ Fogg's said Tiny Habits program is great. How tiny? His suggested habits include drinking a glass of water when we wake up from the bed, doing 1 push-up per day or saying it's going to be a great day soon after you wake up. So if you make your new habits that small, you can easily work on no more than 3 habits at a time. On my viewpoint, taking one new habit at a time and making it as a routine. Then move on to the next habit, at a time and make it as a routine, then move on to the next one. For example, I will take 3 months to get up early and going for jogging to make it as a routine work. Once it became a part of my day, I will look for the next habit that has to include in my lifestyle. After becoming a routine, next I will move on to the next. And so on. I think you got the idea. Bonus solution: selecting a keystone habit. A keystone habit is a behavior that naturally pulls your rest of the life in a line. For example, if I take weightlifting as my keystone habit, / when I go to the gym for my keystone habit, it will create a ripple effect in other areas of my life too. Not only I can get the benefits of a workout, but I can also enjoy a wide range of secondary benefits. I tend to eat better when I am working out consistently. I used to sleep better at night and can wake up early with more energy in the morning. Note that I didn't do or focus anything to build better habits for my focus, that is, like my nutrition, my sleep or my energy. I just kept the focus on my keystone habit and those other areas were improved as well. That's why the keystone habit is powerful. They will invade into the other areas of your life. You have to figure out what your keystone habit is. Some popular example includes exercise, meditation or budgeting your monthly wages. Problem 2, starting with a too big habit. Solution: Leo Babauta has said once, make it so easy you can't say no. The most difficult part of a new habit is the starting of that behavior. It takes a lot of motivation to go to the gym for a workout after doing work at your office. But once you're ready to begin the workout, it does not take much effort to finish it. For this reason, one of the best ways that you can do for starting a new behavior is to start with a small habit. If we start a new habit, it should not be threatening to our lifestyle. Starting with a behavior that is too small seems easy and reasonable to do it every day. If we want to do 50 push-ups per day, start with 5 and 10 for the first week and slowly increase the number of push-ups day by day. If you want to start a reading habit, start reading 2 or 3 pages every night. Finally, if you want to start meditation, try to meditate for 1 minute each morning. Gradually increase the timings. Problem 3. Looking a result. Solution: focus on the behavior and not the outcome. Mostly every conversation based on goal and resolution is mainly focused on some kind of results. What do you want to achieve? How much you want to save? How many weight do you want to lose? How many glasses of water you have to drink? How many books you have to read? Normally we all are outcome focused because we all want new behavior or change in our lifestyle to deliver change in our life. The real problem is that new goals don't deliver new results and a new lifestyle. Now lifestyle is not an outcome, It is a process. For this reason, all of our energy should invest in building better practices and not chasing better results. Practices are what make behavior into habits. If you want a new habit, you have to fall in love with a new practice. Problem 4, don't change our environment. Solution, build an environment that promotes good habit. I have never seen a person who continuously sticks to a positive habit in a negative environment. We can frame this statement in different ways. If we are constantly surrounded by unhealthy food, it is nearly impossible to make healthy food all time. If we are constantly surrounded by negative people, it is nearly impossible to remain positive all the time. If we are constantly disturbed by text messages, notification, emails, questions and other digital distractions, it is nearly impossible to focus on a single task. If we are constantly surrounded by alcohol, it is nearly impossible to not to drink. And so on. We rarely realize it, but our behaviors are often a simple reason to the environment we find ourselves in. We can assume that the lifestyle we live today is largely the product of the environment you live every day. The biggest change that will make a new habit easier is performing it in an environment that has been designed to make that habit succeed. For example, if your New Year resolutions to reduce stress in life and maintain a more focused manner. Let's check the current situation. Dash. Every morning the alarm of your phone goes on and we pick up the phone and turn the alarm off. Immediately we will go to check our emails and social media websites. Even though we had already read the emails and messages, it will stay in our head even after we had replied. We may have already thought about the messages that we have already replied and also browsed the latest news on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so those messages and heading are swimming around our mind too. At that time we have not even dressed yet, but those unnecessary thoughts had already distracted and stressed us. If this scene seems to be familiar and if we want to change it, the easiest way is to change the environment. That is putting the phone near our bed and also buys an alarm clock and charges our phone somewhere another room. We can also have an option to change our digital environment too. Turn off all the push notification, remove all the social media apps from the home screen and hide them somewhere else on your phone. If the environment doesn't change, probably we won't change. Problem 5, neglecting small changes. Solution, add 1% each day. If you had ever listened to someone who had to talk about their goals, you may hear that they are describing the minimum that they want to achieve. URL. Sign up below and utilize our free habit changing service. Your name. Valid email ID. Contact number, optional. Do you want to change your habit? Yes. Definitely I want. Great. Submit below.